From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi security forces launched an operation Monday to retake the city of Fallujah from Islamic State extremists. Led by the Counterterrorism Service, Iraqi forces, backed by airstrikes, entered the city before dawn to engage IS defenders who first occupied Fallujah 2.5 years ago. As the battle started, there were growing concerns over the plight of civilians still trapped inside, along with the threat of booby traps, roadside bombs, and suicide attackers. Bajed Ibrahim, a city imam, said civilians are being harmed, caught in, he says, in an anvil between assaulting troops and IS militants he refers to as Daesh. He says many are trapped without food. Former Chadian dictator Issen Abre has been found guilty of atrocities committed during his 8-year rule and sentenced to life in prison. A special tribunal in Senegal issued the verdict Monday, convicting Abre of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and torture. Specific crimes include what the court called the massive and systematic practice of summary execution. Todd Buchwald, a U.S. State Department Special Coordinator on Global Criminal Justice, was on hand for Monday's verdict.
I think it's an encouraging moment, and I think that this day wouldn't have been possible without the cooperation of Chad, of Senegal, which has hosted this. It's not an easy thing to do, and of the African Union, and that's an encouraging thing for sure.
Abre fled to Senegal after being overthrown by Chad's current leader, Idrissa Debe. The tribunal, backed by the African Union, is the first one of its kind in modern history where the court system of one country prosecuted the former leader of another country on human rights charges. This is VOA News. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said airstrikes believed to have involved Russian warplanes struck the rebel-held city of Idlib late Monday, killing at least 23 people. Another account puts the death toll higher, closer to 50. The observatory says at least 7 sorties were carried out. One report said the city's hospital was hit, although not necessarily a target. South Korea's defense ministry says North Korea's attempt to test fire a ballistic missile appears to have failed. It says the missile test took place in the early hours of Tuesday near the eastern coastal city of Wonsan. The Yonhap News Agency said it was a medium-range Musudan missile, which the North Koreans tried before to launch but failed. Bruce Bennett is a Korea analyst with RAND Corporation.
This would suggest that North Korea thought that they had figured out whatever the problems were, because Kim Jong-un would not want to have more failures. He's going to want to have a success. He was going to want to try to erase for his leadership, who would understand a little bit at least of what was going on, that he wasn't continuing to fail. The fact that it failed again is not good news for Kim Jong-un.
Tensions on the peninsula have risen since the North carried out its 4th nuclear test in January in violation of U.N. sanctions. In Afghanistan, the Taliban is believed to be behind attacks on at least 3 buses in the north Tuesday, killing at least 9 people, kidnapping dozens of passengers. Outside the city of Kunduz, the Taliban has not yet commented on the report. Libyan forces that have pledged loyalty to the new UN-backed unity government Monday said they captured the town of Bin Jawad from Islamic State fighters, pushing them back west toward the coastal city of Sirte. 5 soldiers reportedly were killed in the operation, at least 16 others wounded. The Cincinnati Zoo is defending its controversial decision to shoot and kill an endangered male lowland gorilla after a 4-year-old boy fell into his enclosure Saturday, putting himself in danger. The incident was captured on video and has outraged animal lovers worldwide. Zoo official Thane Maynard said it's easy to second-guess the zoo official's decision.
The people that say that, A, don't understand primate biology and silverback gorillas and the danger the child was in, and B, we're not there at an important time to make important decisions.
He said there's no question zoo officials acted correctly. The gorilla, named Harambe, dragged the boy through a shallow moat filled with water. His head was struck by concrete. Under report by the Australian-based Walk Free Foundation said more than 45 million people are trapped in modern slavery, 2/3 in the Asia-Pacific region. The 2016 Global Slavery Index conducted tens of thousands of interviews covering nearly 170 countries, concluded there are nearly 30% more slaves in the world today than believed just 2 years ago. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.